You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this fantastic feel-good Friday. I don't care that it's overcast. It's Friday. Marlins coming into town. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, Baltimore Orioles broadcaster, he is Ben Wagner. Good morning to you, Ben.
Good morning, Rob. How are you doing on this Feel Good Friday?
Doing well, man. Orioles are playing well lately. They took two out of three from the New York Mets after that game being a game they could have won and probably should have won on Tuesday, but they've been playing pretty decent baseball. Eight games back early this week, now find themselves 6.5 games back. Do you feel, because I never feel the players were out of it, but do you feel more optimism now with this team starting to creep a little bit closer to that wild card spot?
I do, of course. I think you have to feel better when the team is playing better. And not quite to its potential yet, which, you know, this has been kind of the overglossing storyline of the entire year, that and health. But when you're playing better baseball, you feel better about everything. And it's not out of the realm of possibility that this club can really turn it around and make things very interesting. First off, ahead of the trade deadline. And then second of all, really making a push for this wild card thing. There's a lot of traffic in front of them. That's my really only obstacle and where I've become a little bit of a skeptic. But winning solves everything. And if you can get hot enough and you've got the ability to do it over the next month, you can do it. And they're certainly pitching well. They pitched out of a couple of jams yesterday, and they won a couple of ball games against a pretty good New York Mets club.
Ben, they definitely look like a different team. Look at the team we expected, and they're playing like it for the last month or so. The move yesterday with Brian Baker, do you take anything from that? Is this, you know, the first of more to come as the trade deadline approaches, or was that just an offer, you know, it was too good to turn down from the Rays, and, you know, the Orioles are not having a sell-off?
It's a little bit of a time and score situation. The draft is knocking on the door, and it is a hub of activity anytime you're around the All-Star break because you've got the trade deadline coming up, and then now Major League Baseball, by shifting the draft back a month, it makes it a really difficult time of year for a front office to operate. I do not think that this is an indication that they're just going to start shopping pieces from here until August 1st. I really don't think that that's going to be, you know, this is the telltale sign that that's going to happen. There is obviously somebody around that pick that the Orioles are very, very high on. And knowing the traction that Brian Baker is going to get from a number of teams that are going to be buyers and come up with packages and present them to the Orioles, this is a method of creativity, I think, from the Tampa Bay Rays perspective with what they need and also with what the Orioles want. And they're stockpiling a ton of opportunity to draft some really high-level players early in this draft. Mm-hmm. So there's got to be somebody that they've identified that should fall around that number. I think it's 37, right?
Yes.
The number 37th pick that Tampa Bay could have been in striking distance to grab. And they thought, hey, here's an opportunity to grab somebody, get this number one pick. and pick up somebody that they have really, really liked that they might whiff on if they didn't have a draft choice around that time.
Well, I'm starting to think this is real with Charlie Morton, and then I'm starting to think it's also real with Trevor Rogers. He gets to go up against his former team this weekend. What are your thoughts on what we've seen from him? Because he's had some of the best starts of the year for the Orioles.
Yeah, I'll start with Charlie because the body of work for Charlie tells you that he was much better than the pitcher we got to know early on in the season. And we had so many long conversations. And, Rob, you've been there with him, too, in the clubhouse. Charlie is an open book. He is open as anybody, one-on-one, in front of the cameras after a bad start, in front of the cameras after a good start. He is free-flowing with information. And the most consistent thing he said is, my stuff is too good to have the results that I'm having. And the best way he put it for me was, in a keyhole, it's been really bad with my misses and pitch execution. In a window, I'm really happy. So if you look at it from a little bit further away, spin rate, the outside metrics, he goes, it comes down to pitch execution. And since he has been able to execute, and he has snapped off some of the best curveballs, not only of the year, but of his career over the last handful of starts, and that is indicative of why he has been able to turn this thing around. And because of that, he's working ahead of batters. And batters have to be on the defensive, not on the offensive, and look for a fastball that is being poorly executed, a curveball that's being kind of floated over and doesn't have that nasty break that is the vintage ground chuck that we have come to love. I liked the signing going all the way back to the early winter months, was stunned at the results early, not surprised at all because Charlie Morton is a professional and he and the pitching staff back in the coaches' rooms were grinding the midnight hours trying to figure out how to get him to be a better pitcher, and we're seeing the results of that. And Trevor Rogers looks like Trevor Rogers. Yeah, you know, back in the Cy Young candidacy days from a couple of years ago, and, you know, he was so, so emotional after that start in Boston where, you know, he feels like he almost lost his career. And the injury set back at the beginning of this year, he thought, you know, he was rolling his eyes in the back of his head, like, what else can go wrong? Well, it's all going right now for Trevor Rogers, and he's pounding the zone. I loved his aggressiveness with the fastball, pounding it down in the zone. He looked like a guy that belongs in that rotation, not just somebody that was summoned up to jump into the rotation. He looks like a guy that can stick there, and I'm always a favor of having a power left-hander in your rotation, and that's exactly what Rogers has given.
There he is, Ben Wagner. Wags, I see you a little bit later, man. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, man.
Sounds good. You guys are the best. Be all well. Right.
Thank you very much.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.